Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Sunday Gathering, a time to connect with Creator through prayer and reflection. Each week, members of the Community Catholic Church clergy gather to worship, and we invite you to join us. We are an inclusive and progressive denomination in the Anglican Roman Catholic tradition, and you can join in by clicking on the links that you see on the show page below. And now, let's celebrate our wonderful connection with Creator and prepare our hearts for worship. Thank you for joining us for our Sunday gathering. Today is the fourth Sunday of Advent, and it's also Christmas Eve. Tonight our thoughts turn to Bethlehem and the wondrous gift given to us this night in that tiny babe. This is the most holy night, a night of miracles and great love, when God breaks into our life and tells us not to be afraid. He says, "Look, I come to you as a babe. I will grow up with you. I will understand what you experience. I will show you the power you have to love, to heal, to forgive." The Community Catholic Church of Canada and all the clergy wish you and your loved ones a blessed Christmas and a safe and happy New Year. In today's service, we are celebrating Advent 4, and our assisting clergy are the Reverend Janet, Reverend Liz, Reverend Chris, Reverend Denise, and Bishop Jean.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Almighty God,
to you all our hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor.
Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. We ask for your forgiveness and your unlimited mercy to embrace us and restore us with your grace. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, amen.
May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by the Holy Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. The collect for the fourth Sunday of Advent. Heavenly Father, who chose the Virgin Mary, full of grace, to be the mother of our Lord and Savior, now fill us with your grace, that we in all things may embrace your will and with her rejoice in your salvation. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
God's Covenant with David. Now when the king was settled in his house, and the Lord had given him rest from all his enemies around him, the king said to the prophet Nathan, "See now, I am living in a house of cedar, but the ark of God stays in a tent." Nathan said to the king, "Go, do all that you have in mind, for the Lord is with you." But that same night the word of the Lord came to Nathan, "Go and tell my servant David, thus says the Lord, are you the one to build me a house to live in? I have not lived in a house since the day I brought up the people from Israel to Egypt to this day, but I have been moving about in a tent and a tabernacle. Wherever I have moved among all of the people of Israel, did I ever speak a word with any of the tribal leaders of Israel, whom I commanded to shepherd my people Israel, saying, why have you not built me a house of cedar? Now therefore, thus you shall say to my servant David, thus says the Lord of hosts, I took you from the pasture, from following the sheep, to be the prince over my people Israel. And I have been with you wherever you went, and have cut off all of your enemies from before you. And I will make you a great name, like the name of the great ones of the earth. And I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and I will plant them, so that they may live in their own place and be disturbed no more. And evildoers shall afflict them no more, as formerly, from the time that I appointed judges over my people Israel, and I will give you rest from your enemies. Moreover, the Lord declares to you that the Lord will make you a house.
Today's psalm is Psalm 89, verses 1 to 4 and 19 to 26. I will sing of your steadfast love, O Lord, forever with my mouth I will proclaim your faithfulness to all generations. I declare that your steadfast love is established forever. Your faithfulness is as firm as the heavens. You said, I have made a covenant with my chosen one. I have sworn to my servant David. I will establish your descendants forever and build your throne for all generations. Selah. Then you spoke in a vision to your faithful one and said, I have set the crown on one who is mighty. I have exalted one chosen from the people. I have found my servant David. With my holy oil I have anointed him. My hands shall always remain with him. My arm also shall strengthen him. The enemy shall not outwit him. The wicked shall not humble him. I will crush his foes before him and strike down those who hate him. My faithfulness and steadfast love shall be with him. And in my name his horn shall be exalted. I will set his hand on the sea and his right hand on the rivers. He shall cry to me, you are my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation.
A reading from the first letter to the Romans, chapter 16, beginning at the 25th verse. Now to God, who is able to strengthen you according to my gospel and the proclamation of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery that has been kept secret for long ages, but is now disclosed and through the prophetic writings is made known to all Gentiles according to the command of the eternal God, to bring about the obedience of faith to the one only wise God through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever. Amen. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said, Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you. But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. Mary said to the angel, How can this be, since I am a virgin? The angel said to her, The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren, for nothing will be impossible with God. Then Mary said, Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word. Then the angel departed from her. This is the gospel of Christ.
Praise be to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. And so here we are at the fourth Sunday of Advent, and it's also Christmas Eve. It's a wonderful day to reflect and to celebrate the mystery of that fateful night when the sky lit up with angels and shepherds stumbled into the city to see the baby that they'd been told about. The baby that lay in a manger as his tired parents attended him and marveled at his birth. The baby who is called Emmanuel, God with us, the baby Jesus. Now, all that comes later, but in our gospel today on this fourth Sunday of Advent that we are commemorating, we hear about the visitation that Mary receives from Archangel Gabriel, who comes to her with some challenging news. Remember, Mary is young. She's perhaps 13 years old. And as was the custom back then, she was betrothed to a much older man named Joseph, who was a carpenter by trade. Her life was pretty much mapped out for her. She would be joining the other townswomen, doing the work of home every day, going to the well, getting water, raising children, teaching them the ways of the faith. A very ordinary life, like her mother's life and all the women who came before her. But on that day, when the angel came, she had a life-transforming encounter. Now, here is an angel standing before her, blessing her, telling her the most incredible news, that she had been chosen to bear a very special child. She was being asked by God to bear God's own son. Amazing. Incredible. Wait. Think about that teenaged girl being pregnant. This is a real scandal in the making. She'd be lucky if she wasn't rejected outright by Joseph and cast out of town. Or worse, it was an offense. She could be stoned. It meant that her ordinary life would be changed in a blink. It could mean hardship and unimaginable struggle for her. And it would bring a whole mess of trouble to her family. But here is an angel, a messenger from God. And here was this young girl who came from a household of faith. As she weighed out the possibilities and the calamities, she knew that there was really only one course, to say yes to the angel, to say yes to God. And with that yes, her world and our world was changed forever. It's hard for us to get a sense of just how radical that yes was to the angel's request. That was a long time ago with very different rules. The yes did not mean that God would snap fingers and make everything easy. Over the years, Mary would know that she would see her son in many situations, both wonderful and unbearably sad. That yes to God was a step in faith, a step in trust, a knowing that if she was being asked to be a part of God's plan, then there was a reason and there was a way through. And that first Easter Sunday, seeing her son alive, standing before her, breathing, was God's nod to her. See, this is my son. This is what your yes has meant. Eternal life and good news for all. Now, Mary was chosen for this task by God, who knew her heart and her goodness, but she could have said no. It would have made more sense for her to send the angel away and embrace the life for which she had been prepared. Courage and her trust are outstanding. And we can learn much from this blessed woman, for we too are ordinary people, living our lives, trying to do our best. We think of her as a saint, and we honor her as one held to be our heavenly mother, since we are all brothers and sisters in Christ and children of our loving God. As followers of Christ, Mary shows us with her life what it means to say yes and to walk in faith. We may not encounter an angel. We may not have a mystical experience. We may not even feel very trusting or courageous. But as we grow in faith, and as we grow in our relationship with God, there comes a point where we are aware that we are being asked to step out of the ordinary. We come to a crossroads, a turning point, a new place on the path, and something presents that we've never encountered before. It may be a call to follow Jesus and serve as a deacon or priest. It may be that we get a nudge to take our dog to visit people in hospital and do good things. It may be that we have an opportunity to sit with an elderly friend and share time and realize that there are many people in need of a friendly visit. Whatever it is, we all have gifts and skills to share that can make this world a much friendlier place. Like Mary, we are met with a divine request. The way becomes clear. When we are embraced by grace, then we truly are given what we need to reach out in the name of love, in the name of God's Son, Jesus, to bring love to the world. Now, many of us have discovered that it sounds easier than it is sometimes. Life can throw us curveballs. Sometimes the path gets rocky and thorny, and we just want to sit on the bench at the side. But with Mary as our example, with Jesus as our compass, and the Holy Spirit as our guide, we can say yes, and we can trust that it will be well. We will be given what we need, and our lives become deeply rich in response. So, as we consider the gift that God brings to us this night in that tiny babe, this little one who will become our teacher, healer, savior, Messiah, let's think on the gift that we bring, the manger. Could be the gift of prayer for the world, a skill we can offer, a tithe to someone who inspires and moves us, an action that will make life better, a hand that reaches out to someone in need. Mary offered the gift of her trust and her obedience, and through her, God brought forth a gift of love for all time. As the Christmas star shines forth in our lives tonight, may we join the shepherds and the others who come to the stable and marvel with wonder at the great mystery of this night. May we hear the song of the angels encouraging us to step outside the ordinary, to share our gifts with the world. And may we be blessed by the promises given to us in God that we are loved, we are beloved. And through Jesus, we will never be separated from this divine love. For, as the angel says, with God, nothing is impossible.
For the whole people of God, that each one may be a true and faithful servant of Christ, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those drawing near the light of faith, that the Lord will bring them to true knowledge of himself. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our families and friends, that the Lord will give them satisfaction and joy in all they do. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who are lonely, sick, hungry, persecuted, or ignored, that the Lord will comfort and sustain them. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our country, that the Lord will help us to contribute to its true growth and well-being. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the whole human family, that we may live together in justice and peace. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who have asked our prayer, that they may see God's loving action in their lives. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For yours is the majesty, O Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory, now and forever. Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to pray, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. linked by spirit, voice, and intention, we are wrapped in the love of God, all one in spirit, beyond the limits of time and space. Around the world at this very moment, countless prayers are being lifted, songs of praise are being offered, bread and wine is being blessed to nurture Creator's dear children. United in Christ, we lift our prayers and praise to God, and we give thanks that we too are spiritually fed in this time of worship. Lord Jesus, you call us to follow you. We love you above all things, and we give thanks that you transform our hearts with your love. Embrace each of us now. Unite us to you in this time of worship and each moment of our day. We give thanks that we are all fashioned by your love, gifted by your grace, and upheld by your loving presence. May the blessings that we receive in this sacred connection move us to be blessings in the world. Amen.
May we be the hands of Christ assisting one another. May we be the voice of Christ speaking up against injustice and unloving actions. May we be the heart of Christ reaching out with compassion and healing. May we have the understanding of Christ and see all as our brother and sister, and this planet as a sacred and holy world. And may the Holy Spirit guide us and empower us this day to accomplish our purpose with love and abundant joy. Amen.
May the joy of the angels, the eagerness of the shepherds, the perseverance of the Magi, the obedience of Joseph and Mary, and the peace of the Christ child be yours at this Christmas. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you always. Amen.
Go forth in the world rejoicing in the power of the Spirit.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you for joining us this day for our time of worship. If you have a prayer request, please send it along to communitycatholicchurch@gmail.com. If you'd like to make a financial donation to help support our ministry, please visit the website at www.communitycatholicchurch.com. Join us next week at 10:30 a.m. for the next Sunday gathering. Blessings to you in the name of our God of love.